Following are final reflections on Ben Jonson's Volpone and satirical comedy. In the critical tradition and among viewers and readers of Ben Jonson's Volpone, it's sometimes said that the way the play ends, with the two main characters receiving punishments that are nothing short of savage, takes something away from it as comedy. But this is not a more or less mellow Shakespearean romantic comedy that ends with a spate of happy couples and a restored polity. It's a harshly satirical one. And in satire, there's really no room for sentiment. The mood here is closer to, say, Juvenal, or some other Roman poet's stinging satirical verse. As is common in satirical works, the characters are cast as somewhat shallow, but their flaws sometimes run quite deep and may come to envelop us all in our common humanity. Mosca and Volpone are remarkably bad, guilty men. They took horrible advantage of an innocent young man and a virtuous young woman and chortled about it like irredeemable rogues. That being so, Jonson, as the god of the play, so to speak, does not stint from pronouncing the harshest of sentences against them. That's entirely in the spirit of satire. In a romantic comedy, the aim is generally that key characters should rather gently test the limits of what their society has already staked out for them as the box in which they will live and love. Part of the matter of such a comedy is how much accommodation society can make to individuals and couples so that their needs are met, and how much guidance individuals and couples must learn to accept as limits properly placed upon them. There's plenty of elbow room for choices and transformations, as it turns out, in such plays. But in satirical plays, that simply isn't the way things work. Characters are generally much more typified. They won't or can't change, even a little bit. What Volpone and Mosca do is clearly outside the parameters of acceptable social conduct. Sure, some of the people they deceive and harm have it coming, but some don't, and that's the important thing. The Volpones and Moscas of the world are destructive to human civilization. They are, both in the most negative sense, parasitic on the norms that allow people to thrive together in a complex community. With regard to the broad social construct we're dealing with, to society, that is, they are a little like Sir Francis Bacon's Revenger, who doesn't just challenge some particular law, but rather, says Bacon in his essay of Revenge, putteth the law out of office, quote unquote. That's probably why the play ends the way it does. Still, it's an audience's prerogative to like or dislike what they see. Thanks for listening. This audio lecture was recorded on Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. For quotations, I have relied on the revised Methuen New Mermaids edition of 2019.